This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. It's Paradise, Clearwater, Florida.
Is that where we're going?
Not yet. We got a few weeks here. In the cold. Devin Caney, she down there. We're going to talk to her coming up at 1 o'clock today. A check-in on the Phillies, our first Clearwater check-in. Here, are you ready for this? I woke up yesterday and I started seeing some of the videos of the guys down in Clearwater as they did their first full squad work. I was like, man, this snuck up on us here. It's spring training time.
Am I ready? Nah. Not really. I mean, but I ain't got no choice, so yeah. Get ready.
Dude, okay. It looks so sunny and warm down there.
I know, and it's so cold here. It is freezing.
That's
today.
What I'm ready for.
Yeah, no, it puts you in a good mood. And look, we got a lot with the Eagles to talk about. Well, because in the conversation with Kellen Moore, is it a big deal he's leaving? And the free agents that could be going. I mean, this NFL offseason is going to sneak up on us. It's going to be here in a couple weeks. But it is fun to have the Phillies back, too. And Hugh, as they get down to spring training, I was wondering what the theme was going to be this year, right? Because the last 2 years, it was a combination of, like, when they lost the World Series at 22, entering 23, they signed Trey Turner, right? That was supposed to be the missing piece to get him over the top. And then last year, they didn't do anything other than, what was it, Whit Merrifield? But the idea was, we're this close, right? Now we're going to win the World Series.
The way you say it.
Well, Whit stunk.
This close, Joe.
That's the way they acted. Yeah. And in theory, they were. And they won more games last year than the last 2 years. But this offseason didn't really have big oomph, right? They did trade for Jesus Luzardo, and that could be a really good pitcher for them. But it was a different kind of offseason where they didn't do much. So now, what's the lever they're going to pull, Hugh? How are they going to change what they've done so far? The story and the conversation, and we'll talk to Devin about it coming up at 1, is that they're going to change the lineup. It's been out there for about a week now that the lineup's going to be different, the lineup's going to change. Hugh, your first thought on this, and when I say that, forget the bottom. When they are talking about it, they mean the top of the lineup's going to change, which means Kyle Schwarber.
It's not going to be leadoff.
Not going to be leadoff. And it seems like the idea is Trey Turner is going to be the leadoff hitter. So from,
a lot of people are going to get finally what they want, if that's the case.
Speed at the top?
Yes.
Schwarber
and
not then in
knocking
leadoff.
Knocking them back in.
What do you, your first thought?
It's something. Like, right in this morning, listening to the morning show. Shout out to the morning show. But they're a bunch of sensitive individuals.
Well, we knew that already.
Like, they're in touch with their feminine side. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. As I thought about it, Joe, my biggest thought was, well, you got to do something. Because this fan base was upset about the way that the season ended. And the biggest thing, when you look at it, they do have strong starting pitching. They really, really do.
Very strong, yep.
They do have good batters. They got a good lineup, but for whatever reason, the biggest issue is that they went cold during the worst time.
Really, 3 years in a row.
During the absolute worst time. So they believe in the guys that they have. They're just shaking it up a little bit. Maybe not having Schwarber lead off and putting some more speed on the pads. That might help a little bit to try to knock some of those runs in. Because he's money. Like, leading off, he is money.
And they've won a lot of games with him like that.
Yes, they've won a lot of games, but you're looking – right now, you're just looking for what is the reason why we go cold. We have a power outage at the absolute worst times that you could have one.
So I have two early thoughts on this. Hugh, my first thought is I don't like it. I think they're better when Schwarber leads off, and I don't trust Trey to get on base enough to be the leadoff hitter. That's just my first thought. But I did try to like long think this a little bit, Hugh, like to kind of figure out what the heck they're thinking. And I do think there is something to eventually, because, you know, we've noticed in the postseason for a while now, teams don't pitch to Bryce Harper, mm-mm, right? So if you put Schwarber behind Harper, that might help in the biggest games. Like teams will have to pitch to Harper because Schwarber's behind him. So I've seen a couple different ideas. One is Turner 1, Harper 2, Bohm 3, Schwarber 4, or just swap Bohm and Schwarber, and it would go Turner, Harper, Schwarber 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the postseason, there's something to where this might be better because it gives Bryce Harper some protection. My main issue, though, is if Trey is cold, and we know he goes cold for weeks at a time, then Bryce Harper's not going to have anyone on base when he gets up. It's going to be the bottom of the order, whoever that is, Kepler and Marsh and whatever, and Rojas and Rososa, whatever. And then Turner, and it's like your best player comes up with nobody on base. Kyle, your first thought? Like the first thought you had when you kind of saw they're floating this, and they are floating it, that they're going
to
change the lineup.
Yeah, so I'm like thinking back to how I felt at the end of last season when we lost that series to the Mets, and like how pissed off I was, thinking this team needs some kind of a shakeup, whether that's going to come from the roster. I was even willing to fire Topper, who I love. I'm a big Topper guy. But I was like, I was just trying to think of any lever that we could pull to change something going into this season. Because it didn't really look like we were going to be big spenders. I know the Soto thing was out there, but we never really that never really gained any traction.
Right.
We weren't going to make a huge move and shake up the roster in a big way. So I was just thinking, what can we do? And if this is something they want to try and give it a go, like, look, I mean, it's a long season. So if they start off this way and it works, like, that's great. And if it doesn't work, you know, they have plenty of time to make changes throughout the season. The biggest thing for me is not getting Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. It's how can we get Trey Turner going consistently? Like, Trey to me, is the biggest problem with the top of this lineup. Because we know Kyle Schwarber, he's a little bit streaky too, but you know what you're getting with Kyle Schwarber. Trey, I feel like we haven't fully gotten what we were meant to get with Trey Turner yet since we signed him. So if this is the lever that they need to pull to try and get that out of him, then I'm more than willing to give it a go.
All right, let's hear from some of the guys down there as they're being asked about this. Schwarber talking about he'll hit anywhere you want him to in the lineup.
It's just going to come down to us to, you know, really go down and figure out a way to try to get to where we want to be. Whatever, you know, my name gets read, that's where I'm going to hit. You know, I'm player number 12. I'm not a manager. I'm not a coach. I get paid to play baseball for these guys. So like wherever my name gets read, I'm going to play and I want to win. You know, I just want to win a World Series, and wherever we think our best lineup is to go do that and continually win baseball games, that's what we have to do.
All right, well, I like that. And, you know, we've heard before Schwarber likes the leadoff spot, so the fact that he seems pretty open to it, that's good. How about Bryce Harper? Because he seems like he's always liked to bat three, and this new configuration that's getting floated down there sounds like he'd move up to two. Here's Bryce Harper in the lineup.
Obviously, I'm a three-hole hitter, and I have been, but whenever they tell me to hit two or four, I've done that in the past, as you guys know, so I want to win. So I don't care what that takes. You want to start out hot, and you're going to go the ebbs and flows of the season, obviously. But as a team, we just need to understand to just play the game all year long, play it right, play hard, take the ebbs and flows, and get hot at the right time, obviously, by the end of the year. And, I mean, obviously, I want to win the division. That's the first thing. And then get into the postseason and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter if you're the best team in baseball or not. You just got to go in there and play the game and do it the right way all the way through.
All right, there it is. Schwarber, Harper, 215-592-9494. First thought on this, first take on it. Do you like the idea of the Phillies changing the top of the lineup? My first thought is I don't, because I think their strength has been Schwarber 1, Harper 3, but it sounds like they're going to do it. Where do you come down? And, of course, Kellen Moore, is it a big deal that he is headed to the New Orleans Saints and the Eagles will have a new coordinator? Big V in that laurels up. Hey, Big V.
He wasn't ready for the moment.
Big V.
I mean, come on.
Big for him.
Well, Big V likes to work when he calls our show. He's a multitasker.
Yeah, he ain't paying attention.
We ever figure out what Big V does for a living? Business guy?
Sales.
You could tell there's some sort of sales going on. We'll get back to Big V here. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
More accurately. Big V's usually ready. I'm a little bit surprised, Big V. You don't have to worry about me. I'm retired, so this is what I do. I do have a Phillies take before I get to the Eagles. My Phillies take is pretty simple. I'm a season ticket holder. I have been for 20 years since this Bank Park opened. And this year I'm not excited. And the problem with this team, the way it's constituted, is the same regardless of where Kyle Schwarber hits or Trey Turner hits. They don't put the ball in play enough. And until they address that, it's going to end the way it always ends because they just don't prioritize putting the ball in play. So I don't know if they can do something about that, but we'll see.
Well, Ken, before you make your Eagles point, we will. I was reading a Q&A with Kevin Long, and it feels like they're going to try to change it. But it's always one of those, like, can you teach an old dog new tricks? A lot of these guys they're pretty deep into their career to change who they are. We'll see.
Well, that's kind of my issue. Chuck from Cherry Hill is the data meister on this stuff. He's the guy to talk to. He can really fill you in. But, Joe, I'm not surprised that you really find Kellen Moore's departure as a big deal. Every 10 times a year, you say something that just makes me, like, my jaw drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like that what drop that Kyle plays all the time? So this one is maybe they should get a coordinator that nobody's going to want to hire if they win the Super Bowl next year. So, they didn't hire Vic Fangio because they didn't have to worry about anybody poaching him. They hired Vic Fangio because they wanted to hire Vic Fangio after they went to the Super Bowl in 2022, but he was employed by the time the Super Bowl was over, and they were late to the party. They would have hired him then if they could have.
Of course. I just think it's an added benefit if it's someone that you think could be here for a little while.
Well, if your coordinators are constantly getting poached to go be head coaches somewhere else, that's a problem that about 30 other NFL franchises would love to have from one year to the next. I want the coordinator that's going to best position this team to win the Super Bowl next year. I'm not worried about positioning this team to win the Super Bowl in 2027. I'm worried about winning the Super Bowl next year. And if that gets Kevin Petullo coached as a head coach the year after the next year, because they win the Super Bowl again next year, then I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. I want rings. I want Lombardi trophies. I'm not worried about the tenure of my coordinator.
I know. I'd rather have that too. I mean, like, on the scale of would you rather have continuity or excellence, I'm with you. I would rather choose the excellence. I'm just trying to thread that needle. And I mean, because Frank Reich's name keeps coming up, and I don't think of him as excellent. I think of that would be in the bucket more of continuity.
Exactly. I mean, if we're going to do that, hey, you know, Josh McDaniels won 6 Super Bowls as an offensive coordinator. Nobody wants him as a head coach.
Right.
Let's go get Josh. I don't want him as an offensive coordinator either. I mean, look, it's Kellen Moore's kind of stock around here increased in the span of 2 weeks like nobody I've ever seen, because we spent most of the year kind of scratching our heads wondering what we expected more out of Kellen Moore than what this offense looks like. And to Hugh's point earlier, this is the same guy who called the pass play from his own end zone in the snow that resulted in a safety with a quarterback who couldn't really move.
That's totally fair. No, Ken, you're right. It is. But now, that's true. And Ken, good phone call. I mean, can I make the same point about our appreciation for Jalen Hurts now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jalen, yesterday, I was listening a little bit. I was in the car. Broads was in for the afternoon show yesterday. He did a Jalen Hurts appreciation show. It was an awesome idea. What that happened, why? Because the last 2 weeks, right? He's the same Jalen Hurts he's been the whole time. That happens sometimes. Like the end of your tenure or the end of a season changes the opinion strongly.
The growth.
Yeah.
The growth of the quarterback. And, I mean, there's some truth to that. I look at it like this, man. Between the two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I feel like Kellen Moore was in more of need of Jalen than Jalen was of Kellen. And I know that some people are like, what are you talking about, Hugh? I think there's a growth factor that went along with Jalen. Because you're talking about Jalen's 26 years old, and he's a young quarterback. And we talked about how early on in Brady's career where he wasn't the guy that he ended up being. I feel like Jalen has turned that corner because I look at it like this. He goes to the Super Bowl. He gets the starting job. He goes to the Super Bowl. He gets beat. He has another year where, you know, it starts off great, but then there's a lot of adversity.
Totally.
Jalen starts off the year with somewhat adversity. You know, he throws a couple picks and everything. And I think as the year progressed, I think as Saquon kind of, you know, got his tentacles into this team and things started to evolve and change, that the quarterback evolved and changed. It's not lost on me that Jalen, during the course of the win, gave Saquon his props. The offensive line gave Saquon his props weeks ago, months ago. I think there's something to that, man. I think there's something to the growth of the quarterback. So I look at it like this. As long as you get a visionary in here that's going to work with Jalen and allow Jalen to grow into his leadership role, I think he'll be fine.
So I may be simplifying, and I'm hearing you, Hugh, a lot of callers, Kyle. It seems to me like you guys think it's almost like a conveyor belt that's moving now. Like they figured it out with
yes.
Jalen, the run game, the combination.
Next man up mentality.
And you
plug and play.
Right. You don't need as much of someone to come in here and tweak it. And I would think that's wonderful if you guys are right, because then they could still be fine, right? The offense won't change too much. If it changes, it's only for the better, and they'll keep scoring a lot of points. I just think some people brought up today, including Ken, our last caller, that because they keep winning, they keep losing coordinators, right? That's part of the thing, and that's a good thing. Absolutely. We're leaving out 2023. They didn't lose their coordinator to lead to Kellen Moore because they won 2 years ago. They lost him because they fired Brian Johnson, right? Like, that's...
And I think...
when you go through this, there's going to be years where it works, right? The Steichen thing worked, the Moore thing worked, and you're going to go through, like you throw a dart at the dartboard and it misses. And they obviously, they didn't feel like the Brian Johnson thing worked the way they wanted.
And I think a lot of that has to do with personal growth, Joe, and that's why I said it the way that I said it. Jalen had some growing up he had to do, you know?
Sure.
As far as, you know, probably the way that he felt about Brian Johnson being that he's a family member and all this other good stuff. Hell, Coach Sirianni had a whole lot of growing up to do. He grew up right before our eyes. So everybody, this is one of those situations where if you're in a relationship and, you know, you and your significant other, you're not getting along and, you know, you're trying to find common ground. And it took you a little bit longer than you anticipated, but you finally found it. I think that's where we are with this.
Well, but then, and if that's the case, it won't be a big deal. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to OG Wade, who's up here. And OG's spoken a lot over the years about all the coordinators Jalen has had. That Super Bowl champion, Jalen Hurts. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
We're good, OG. What are you thinking?
I think that looking at everything, I want to speak on the Nick Saban thing. I don't know why he'd be fretting coming on TV talking about what he was trying to teach Jalen to throw the ball. Dude, he didn't even have a damn quarterback coach his entire career with you. So how much was you really trying to teach Jalen how to throw the ball? So that's all front stuff. I would never want that guy in the building of any business that I'm running.
Pretty successful, that Nick Saban.
Yeah, right. Saban has no idea what he's talking about.
He was successful at illegally paying players to play for him. But when they took that away and made it legal, now he don't have no whip to scare these players with. So then he became what? An average coach. That's why he retired.
Well, I don't know if he ever became an average coach. But whatever. It did. When?
It's great spin work.
I mean, they were in the college football playoff his last year. I mean, he played in the Rose Bowl.
And remember, they weren't supposed to be there.
I know.
Okay, but let me go here. Let me go here with this Kellen Moore thing. Here's what people aren't understanding is that you run about 60 plays a game, offensive plays a game. We already know 30 of them are going to be runs. You know who's calling those? Jeff Stoutland. He's the run game coordinator. Okay, so that leaves 30 plays left for Jalen, Nick Sirianni. Because we've seen Nick Sirianni go over to Kellen Moore and tell him what plays to call, and then Kellen Moore. So basically, Jalen is calling the play or changing the play that Kellen called according to what he sees schematically on the defensive side. So I think what the Eagles' offense is built around is collaboration. Mm. It's really not Kellen Moore doing all the designs and everything. And when you look at our plays...
Oh, gee, we'll let you go. Your phone is all... Yeah, the phone is...
on the wall.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying.
He's got to get a new phone. I mean, this has been a consistent problem for him.
Do we think his fell in the sewer? Well, you got your phone back, Hugh, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did get my phone back. Shout out to the young lady she was very, very persistent. She got my phone back from the Uber driver, and she gave it to me.
So your phone
Friday
was in
night.
New Orleans, and this person?
She was in New Orleans.
And she got it here to Philadelphia?
She got it here to Philadelphia. She, luckily for me, she lived in northern Jersey. And she brought me my phone the day before the parade.
It's the power of WIP.
Yes, yes. She's an avid listener. She told me, make sure if I ever tell this story, don't say her name. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate that. I really do. I mean, it was like she didn't have to do that.
Hugh was distraught when he lost his phone.
Yeah,
in
I was. I was. And she found the Uber driver. She found him. And he called me and was like, well, I was trying to open your phone, but it was locked. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it did what it was supposed to do, you know. So, yeah, I got my phone back. So, thank you so much for that.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Is Big V ready to go here? Big V and Mount Laurel's up talking Kellen Moore going to the Saints. What's up, Big V?
Whoa, what's going on, Gillio? Hugh!
What's going on,
Big
man?
V?
Yo, man, listen, I was really riding the high of the Super Bowl win and the parade and everything, and then you come up with this subject. Okay. So let's get down. Let's
now,
get
before
down
you here. Go on, now, for the record, I let this go last week because we were celebrating all week. I mean, he became the Saints coach last week. We didn't really spend much time on it, but Big V, we got to address the issues. Is it a big deal?
Joe, I'm a believer that you were the kid that went around telling everybody, all those younger kids, that there were no Santa Claus.
Did you do that, Joe?
Never, Big V. Stop that. Stop that, Big V.
I think he did. Hey, Hugh, man, listen, I know an agent for you if you want to, you know, see if you can get some good roles. I'll send him your way.
He needs help. Yeah, he needs
money. I got it. See, Joe trying to clap. I got options. Thanks, Bigby. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, look, a man with your immense skill set, you know, you would do very well on the big screen.
See, Joe?
He and many D-list actors would. Go ahead, Big V, go ahead.
Joe, you're proof that haters just hate. But anyway, on the head coach thing, I think it may be good for Eagles, you know, that he's moving on and that they get another head coach.
Here we go.
Because you look at a great deal of our plays, they were basic. The only thing that got us through was that we had talent that really, you know, showed off on some basic plays. I mean, look, at the Super Bowl, there was no way when you have a running back like Saquon Barkley that he should get shut down. That should have all came into play. They should have did more things, you know, to get him in the open.
They scored 95 points in the title game in Super Bowl.
It was a lot of points.
Running?
Well, actually, I think they did it because they threw it so well in the last two games of the season. 95 points, Big V.
95 points is great. But listen, if we didn't have players with the skill set of AJ and Skinny Batman, we wouldn't have gotten that much. And, of course, Jalen, you know, getting people open a lot by using his legs as well. We wouldn't have had that much because those plays they're basic. The thing that got him through was that the talent pulled it off.
Okay, I mean, then we should expect, then you could be the coordinator next year. I mean, like, it could be you, it could be Hugh, it could be Nick Saban, anyone.
Nick Saban doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we learned that. That's Saban's kind of fraud.
Is that right?
That's what we learned in this segment. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. So it's a good thing. We've spun this thing so far in the beginning of the show. That's now a good thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Big deal, not a big deal. We need to come down that Kellen Moore is gone. The Eagles need another coordinator here. And do you like the idea of the Phillies change their lineup? It sounds like they are greasing the skids for Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, Turner to be the leadoff hitter, maybe Bryce up to two. Do you like it? Plus, we got some great audio here of some Eagles players speaking to the rest of the team the night before the Super Bowl. We'll play the best of that. This is great stuff. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert of Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.